The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fair.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to John Stad Miller's National Intel Report. And, yeah, it's Friday, of course, so I'm here. It's Friday the 13th. If that means anything to anybody, I don't know. Doesn't necessarily mean anything to me, but we have had something tragic happen. I know America's grieving about the sudden passing of Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter. And wow, I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions too soon here, especially since any information is definitely being censored and scrubbed. About her vaccination status, but I'm pretty sure, well, I mean, just let's take a look at what's going on, people. We've talked about this on the show, and, well, we're seeing people dropping like flies. Now, I know she was 54 years old, but how often do you hear about the women, especially in Hollywood, as expensive and nutritious as their foods are and they're working out to keep their perfect shapes? I mean, we want to talk about a woman that's in good shape. I would definitely would have looked at Lisa Marie Presley as a model of health. But here we are with her sudden passing. And I can just say that I am... I'm glad I haven't taken the vaccine. I didn't take the vaccine, nor did I ever catch COVID. In fact, I've had the healthiest three or four years, flu cold-wise, that I've had the rest of my life. So, oddly enough, not that I get flu or cold that often anyways. Hell, last time I've had a vaccine was in 2007, joining the military. Were the vaccines that I got in the military, were they the real deal? Not the consumer product available to everybody else? I don't know. That's the kind of thing I've been wondering and kind of questioning mean, supposedly you have a government with their little corporations, you know, to hide behind, with their population control, population culling. But, you know, they've given vaccines to their own troops. You would think you want your troops healthier than the enemy's troops so that you can continue on with your world domination. So I kind of question, did we get a different upgraded version of the vaccines? I don't know. I was very, I don't want to say sickly, but I definitely caught a cold once a year. Or the flu once a year, rarely, before I got vaccinated in 2007. I mean, when I say vaccinated, I'm talking like 12 shots in one day. So after that, I would say, you know, it was a rarity that I would get a cold or a flu, or even if I did, you know, before it would last like a week or two. Then afterwards, you know, maybe one day, 2 days, I'm as good as new. So, but that's not exactly the case of what's really going on with this new vaccine. We're seeing a large number of groups of people just dropping like flies from heart attacks. I think I talked about this earlier in the week. Heart attacks specifically, from the elderly, those of normal age. We got a guy on a football field, NFL, dropped dead from a heart attack. We know he was vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. And now we have children dying of heart attack. Children dying of heart attacks. So I think Bill Gates is getting what he wanted. Decrease of the population by 15%. That's what he said. That's what's going down. Anyhow, it's going down memory lane with the missus here. Telling her how much I was into Priscilla Presley growing up. A small child, oh man, I tell you what, there was no woman more beautiful to me than Priscilla Presley. I must have watched all the Naked Guns. It's my favorite childhood movies. I watched The Naked Guns, at least one of the movies out of the series, once a week as a small child. It's like, yeah, that's most definitely my idea of a woman. So I can tell you it's sad as a parent who has had one of his children pass. It's a hard thing to endure having one of your offspring that's supposed to outlive you pass away. It's not the way it's supposed to be. But anyhow, we are going to open up the phone lines for the next 2 hours. If you guys want to call in, you most definitely can. Phone number is 800-313-9443. That's a toll-free number, 800-313-9443. To call in locally, call 512 248-8252. The local number, once again, 512-248-8252. And I want to take a second here because we've got a newcomer in advertisement. Mike, maybe you can fill me in on what was going on, because I know you did a lot of behind-the-scenes wheeling and dealing on this. We got the Vermont Bun Baker and Bun Baker XL. So it's a stove and a house heater?
Yep. From what I understand, it's a wood stove that has areas where you can cook inside and on top. I think they have a lot of models. I don't know. I'm not. That's why I linked.
That's what
it
looks like in the picture.
Yeah, there's and they have a lot of other products that are related to that. Not exactly. Just they don't only sell the Bun Baker, but the owner's proud of that, and they used to advertise here years ago, so I was glad to have them reach out and contact us and get something going for them. But yeah, the banners are linked up at the homepage for republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay. Well, it says bake, broil, and fry. So, hey, during a time like we're having now with the extreme weather. Oh, did I not predict this? I mean, come on. We got the government with the weather control. Well, okay, so let me back up. So I predicted at the beginning of this COVID thing that we would have some of the coldest winters in history, now in recorded history, because, well, the government does control the weather with the ionospheric heaters placed all around the globe. They can manipulate the weather, and they need to make it cold so people can catch the COVID easier and force people to go get their vaccines. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happened. Okay, Texas was hit hard. People's ceilings collapsing in because of the snow. People being cut off from water, electricity. So that happened. And right now we're seeing extremes that the country has never seen before. Okay, most of California is flooded right now, right? Which happens to be a state that wants to separate. You know, we talked about the separatists last night. California has been wanting to split up into five different states and possibly away from the Union. Well, as they're going to be receiving federal aid, all that kind of talk is going to be squashed, right? New York had, you know, the whole gun ban in New York. Now, you know, having record blizzards up north. I mean, come on. All these areas of political frustration being hit with weather disasters. I do not think that that is a coincidence, and I do not think that is Mother Nature alone. This is what happens when you let a government take your tax money And they'll tell you they're spending $50 on a hammer or $200 for a toilet seat. But we know where the money is really going to. All the military systems of control. Black budget. Your secret space programs. The UFOs. The mind control satellites. Weather controlling harp arrays around the world. I think it's really ironic that the 13 original American colonies separated from Britain over a tea tax. Now, I know it's just a lot more complicated than that, and I'm oversimplifying it, but it's to prove the point of how far we've fallen and our responsibilities to be we the people. Because stuff like this is happening. Oh boy. Yes. Well, things are happening. Things are happening around the world. I know we have Kevin McCarthy, who's finally Speaker of the House. Apparently our weakest speaker now, since laws have changed to where all it takes is one member of the House, just one, to impeach the Speaker of the House. It's never been like that before, but now it is. I suppose that's a way to keep the liberals in power if the Speaker of the House doesn't play ball. You know, once a person gets power, they're going to do everything they can to keep it, right? So that means putting a leash on the Republican Speaker of the House. Putting a leash on him. A very short leash. So what difference this man can make, I don't know. You have to call in and tell me. Something else that's new. well, it's kind of new, but it's not. It's repetitive. We have Malachi Love Robinson, who, if you're not familiar with Dr. Love, this guy started as he's a career criminal. A career scam artist. He started by, as a teenager, pretending to be a gynecologist. 17 years old, going to a hospital, stealing a doctor's coat and stethoscope, started seeing patients. Started examining women. How this goes unnoticed for as long as it did, I don't know. But anyways, he got busted. And sometime later, he opened up his own clinic as an adult. He got investors, which did not check his credentials, and opened up his own private practice, in which he was then caught because he was stealing checks from the elderly people he saw, writing out checks to himself. So, that's kind of scary. All right, we're going to take a break. Right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Is that blood, sweat, and tears? That bumper? Anyways, it sounds like a little blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, this is amazing stuff that goes on. I wasn't finished with Malachi Love. He's also been back into the news because he got a job at a shipping company and taking payments also that should have gone to the company. He's been taking payments that went into his account, his personal account. He went to prison for that. He got back out of jail. And guess what? He did the same thing again. I don't understand the mindset of the scammer. It seems like that's the only way that they can live. I mean, we've got who was this Jake Paul guy? Famous YouTuber. He came out with Doink Doink. It's some other crypto mess. He's coming out with Zoo Crypto Zoo now, which is basically combining NFTs with crypto coins. You buy some NFT. It's hard to explain. You get an NFT animal, and it's supposed to farm you coins as it evolves or gives birth or something like that. It's another scam, basically. Plus, and he ruined the whole trading card world, Pokemon stuff. I remember he did an unboxing of, I don't know, he spent a few million dollars on some Pokemon boxes that were unopened, supposedly. And basically all he got were trash cards. All the rares were taken out. And so he spent, I think, over $1 million for basically a few hundred dollars worth of cards. Which I'm thinking to myself, yes, this guy, that's karma. The packages, he had a guy there to authenticate the packaging to make sure that everything was sealed. But even the guy who found the sale, he was blown away. It was really his responsibility because he was paid to do that. Paid to do that job, but he totally screwed up. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, there is some justice in this world. But he's back at it again. I think, I'm not quite sure exactly of all the details, but CoffeeZilla, another YouTuber, has put him under the light of the public as far as his latest scam goes. And I don't know, I think Jake Paul, he might owe some people some money because he's always coming up with a new scheme to suck $1 million here, suck $1 million there. Somebody needs to dox him, look into his finances and see what the hell's going on. I'm not into doxing regular people, private people. But when you're a public figure and you're known to fraud people, I think it's kind of called for. I don't know. But we are going to take another break here. I feel it creeping up on us. So, once again, call in. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Yes, let's go ahead and continue the show here. And once again, you guys should be calling in. The phone lines are open. You can discuss what you want to discuss. And yeah, we'll get to those phone lines. So let's start with Misty in Kansas, line one. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I'm glad you brought up Lisa Marie. I was born outside of Memphis, and I was blessed to be able to tour the mansion and his plane, the Lisa Marie. But, you know, I think at this stage, everybody, and it's, you know, we all just truly want to jump to that, Lord, please, she didn't take the jab. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There was a video out that I noticed or watched today. She and Priscilla had went to the Golden Globes, that thing. And
yes.
There's a video of, you can tell she and that was 2 days prior to her death. And you can tell that she wasn't right. Something was going on with her. Now, you do know she lost her son to suicide, correct?
I believe there's a few suicides in her immediate family.
Well, I know her son. I don't know a few. I know her son, I mean, just mm-hmm. looked like identical to Big E. I mean, really, he did. And he committed suicide. And and from everything I understand, she really never kind of got over that. I mean, she did
how
her best.
You?
Huh?
Yeah. I say, how can you?
But, yeah, I mean, right. And I agree 100%. So, I mean, there's a part, I found out yesterday, well, she had a heart attack. And Elvis, Big E, we call him back home, Big E. Elvis passed right after my mom had passed. So, I mean, that's all 24/7. It was beautiful. All the radio stations, AM, of course, back then. And, well, we might have had FM. Anyway, but they all was playing his music. And so, I mean, I guess what I'm saying, it's hard to tell with her case whether or not she did take the jab. Ain't no telling, but in that video, if you see it, you can tell. And she even goes to whoever she's with. She goes, "I need to hold your arm." You can just tell something was not right, you know. And then she has a heart attack two days later. So, you know, it just makes me question on her situation, you know.
Well, typically speaking, if you have... I mean, heart attacks are sudden. You don't feel something coming on for days at a time. I mean, a heart attack, I mean, that's like...
quick.
I mean, even if it's an hour or so, some people can have a heart attack for a couple hours and not know it. But there's symptoms. Numbness in the arms, pain in the chest, and lightheadedness. Mm-hmm. There's symptoms, but you don't have it for days at a time. So, if it were a natural heart attack, we wouldn't have been any the wiser. But again, right. As you said, you can see that her health was in decline. So, there has to be something that was putting her health in decline. No other illnesses have been spoken of.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, my husband was in his late 40s when he had a heart attack, just came out of the blue. Now that, so this was way before the clot shot, but I mean, if you want to research that, you can tell at the Golden Globes. Now, I don't know, it could have been because maybe she was going through a lot of stuff, you know, with the movie that they made of Elvis, which I hadn't seen. But, you know, when they said she was still just really distraught from her, and I understand, you know, from her son's suicide. So, I don't know. I just, on this one, usually I will go, nope, that's clot shot. You know, on her, I just don't know at this stage, you know, but it's a sad day. It's a sad day, you know.
Yeah, sad indeed.
And with you, Priscilla, my God, gorgeous. I agree with you. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah, I've always said I was born 30 years too late because, yeah, looking at that woman as a small child, I just, yeah, I don't know. Overly
well, how old are you? I'm sorry to ask, but.
Oh, well, I'm 37.
Oh, you're 37?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's making 60. She was making the Naked Gun movies as I was a toddler. So, but yeah. Those are my childhood movies. I would watch them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up watching Elvis.
I'm sorry?
I grew up watching Elvis on the big screen and, you know, how much, you know, they exploited him, and he didn't like half them damn movies they put him in, you know, but mm-hmm. It is what it is. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for bringing her up, you know. It's, you know, that's just part of my history, I know, so.
Well, I'm definitely on COVID deaths watch right now. I want to point out all of them that I can.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to go on and listen to the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in. Wonderful caller. All right. Let's move on. Let's get with Charlie in Florida, line three. Go ahead.
Hello, P. How you doing?
Doing all right, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, she definitely was vaccinated. Okay. It was reported this morning on John Moore's show. They were talking about this, and he read a statement that came from her where she was talking about taking the vaccine, and she was actually promoting others to take it and so she was not only taking the vaccine, but she was advocating that others should take it as well. And because, you know, she wanted to join in with this fight, you know, to fight COVID-19 or whatever, you know. So, but she was definitely vaccinated. So I thought I'd put that to rest because he read on John Moore's show this morning, he read a statement that she had made, and it was quite long. And she went into quite detail about it, so, and about how she was promoting the vaccines. So, okay. Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know because it sounded like you kind of like you weren't really sure. You didn't know, but you know, I'm pretty sure it's she was because you know his show's pretty good, and I think we can take what he says on there pretty, you know, to the bank, really, you know.
Well, I just follow the trends, follow the signs, and you know, if a duck talks like a duck, walks like a duck, then it's probably a duck, you know?
Yeah, this guy Hamlin was vaccinated too. The doctor for the you know, is that his name, Hamlin? The football player, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was vaccinated too because the doctor had they tracked it down and somewhere back there he had made the statement that everybody on the Bills team had been vaccinated. So he had to be vaccinated because he was on the team, right?
Yeah, so he was vaccinated. Play otherwise.
Yeah, so he was on the team, and he was vaccinated. And then later came out that he not only was he vaccinated, but he had taken his second booster on, I think it was December the 11th. It was December the 11th or December 12th, I know that. Mm-hmm. So he was vaccinated too. So you know, as far as the theme of your show, or these people are vax, it's coming out. But the mainstream media is not wanting this to come out at all. Okay, let's face it. I mean, especially with this football player, and now of course with Lisa Marie. Of course, I mean two huge stars. I mean, you know, football player and then Elvis Presley's daughter. You know, this is big news, and it doesn't look good on them, you know, because they're pushing. I don't know what what are they going to do if somebody drops during the Super Bowl, you know, or something like that. I mean, you know, we got some things coming up. I don't know how they'll cover that up. There's other football players that die too.
I mean, as tragic as that is, I mean, even worse, what if an airplane pilot and suddenly has a heart attack, and the co-pilot, you know, I mean, we're going to have another 9/11 somewhere? I mean, that's a lot of people. Listen, that could potentially die.
You're right on here, okay? You are spot on. You don't know how spot on you are with that. That came out, there's just recently that this thing, this shutdown that happened, you know, with all the flights being canceled, remember? Just a couple of days ago? And it happened in Canada at the same time also. Well, a lot of people were saying, oh, this is some kind of fluke. Well, they have redundant systems on these things, okay? They got they can replace whatever it was, that computer or whatever that malfunctioned. They got on-hand replacements they can plug it in. Plug and play, you know, wouldn't it take 5 minutes? What the real story is now coming out now is that there was somebody that died on takeoff and was able to not crash the plane, but they grounded all flights to be careful. And he died, he had been vaccinated. And this has come out.
Wow.
And oh, yeah, yeah. this is what's kind of like under the cover right now, and that's just, there's been some news about, that's what I've heard reported. I don't know, it could be a rumor, but I saw something on one of the video on it, and it seemed pretty legit to me, the reporting that they were doing. You know, I don't know if you know the guy, but he's got a show. I can't think of his name, but it's he's got a pretty good show, and he comes on all the time. He's got guests like this woman that, I can't think of her name, Margaret Fitz or something like that, Jane Austen Fitz. And people like that, he gets them on his shows all the time, and he's been talking about these vaccines and these, and it was, I think it was there that somebody had reported on that. So there's something going on there. Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, I had hoped that with the dying down of COVID, we would hear less and less of vaccine talk, but I think it's just, I don't even think it's begun. I think this is going to ramp up as more and more people understand the truth about the culling tactic, you know, this population control tactic. I think a lot of people are going to get very angry. But of course, there's going to be lots and lots of media distraction, whether it's natural disasters or Andrew Tate.
What are they going to do if these players start suing the NFL?
Well, right? I mean,
they got to put a lid on it because they've been forced vaccinated.
Well, we're going to have a lot more player deaths for that to happen, unfortunately. And
well, there was another one that happened just today. Guy was 42. I can't remember who he was. I wish I had the link right now, but he died today. I think they said he was 42 or something like that, 32 maybe. But he died today, another player.
And, I mean, it became obvious to me and real to me when DMX, the rapper, dying at the age of 50. He was just healthy as ever, going back onto tour for the first time in like a decade, dies suddenly of a heart attack. He had not one shot, but two. He wanted to make sure he was covered. So, I mean, I would like for some like-minded individuals, they don't have to be victims, you know, other than their families, but if that's the case, then so be it. But I wish some people would get together and find a way to sue the pharmaceutical companies, because right now they're underneath immunity. They gave themselves legal immunity. I don't know how they did it, but they did, against any vaccine injury. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the pharmaceutical companies have immunity, but the NFL, I don't think, does. You follow me?
But I think they would just pass on the responsibility to the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies, who would then just close their doors. I don't think there's a way.
I think we're just, this stuff is just starting, and I think, looking the way the year has started out already, just at the very beginning of it. You know,
the only way I think this is going to get traction is if the public and a lot of entities go to the world court, okay, UN court, and file for like a Nuremberg trial number two. That's the only way this is going to get any kind of fight against it.
We'll have to go back to the people's court, you know, where the people take the charge and we take the law into our own hands. And that means, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about actually trying and putting people up on trial and holding them accountable.
Unfortunately, that would take a civilian militia to override their police protection.
Well, I'll let you go, V. I just wanted to chime in and add to some of the vaccination deaths that are going on there because, he was definitely vaccinated. Definitely vaccinated. And so was this guy Hamlin, too, the football player. Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you later, man. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, there you have it. Yeah, she was an advocate. So I'm looking for more information on that now, but I don't doubt it. I don't. It really is. I mean, the People's Court. Gosh, I mean, how do you put these people in the court? You got to have some judges to accept the filings, which they won't. You'd have to, I mean, even if you did, the lawyers that they have, oh my God, the loopholes. I don't know. All right, we'll take a small break here. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Song too. Me and my friends used to debate before we had regular access to the internet when we were kids. We used to debate what the hell the guy was saying. Is he talking about a pudding? It's a put on. What the hell is a put on? Yeah. It's, you know, and it's funny too, because we have some characters. Well, talking about the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, which I do Monday through Thursdays live, right here on RBN, 10 p.m. to, well, 11 p.m. Central. Some people think a couple of callers are just put-ons, like Reb. I promise you, Reb is not a put-on. Reb is not a character I created, nor is he, there's no collusion between us. He's not paid. There's nothing like that. Reb is a genuine listener slash caller. He's absolutely genuine. Yeah. He's been calling Nickelback Daryl a lot. If you guys have missed those episodes where I was talking with Daryl, you should definitely listen to those episodes, because, again, one of my best friends, one of the people I don't want to say grew up with, but definitely early life to this day, good friends. And hopefully one day I'll have him radio trained to where he doesn't use profanity, and we can get him his own show, because he does have radio show experience. Actually, he did podcasting before podcasting was a thing. He did characters, and also with his little brother. And none of those episodes survived, but he definitely wants to get back in the radio, so I hope you guys will support him as, well, we get more personalities on the air, on the network. I'm working to pull as many personalities as I can stuff into the schedule. Okay, so
yep.
All right, we're gonna take top of the hour break. We'll be right back. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.